This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in Live Nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. And we have a giant show for you this week. My first guest has been with us several times over the past few months, and I'm glad to have him back again. He's got exciting news. Pat Boone will be joining us from The Prophet. Marcus Lemonis will be here. Comedian Judy Gold will be on the show. No baseball? We figured we'd call on our buddy Dale Vera to talk about his dad's book, Yogi Vera, a great story about a terrific athlete. Then Alan Zwiebel will be joining us. He's written a book about joke telling. Dasha Curat will be here from the Titan Games. And then Chip Wade from HGTV. That's all coming up this week, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. We are going to pause only momentarily. My first guest is coming up this first hour, legendary singer and actor Pat Boone.
Of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. And you're listening to a song that has been written, produced, the brainchild of our next guest, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it can't be enough. I tell you something, I've known this man since the early 70s. He is the best, no doubt about it. Joining us right now is the author of that song, legendary icon, Pat Boone. Hi, Pat. How are you, my friend?
Well, fine. I appreciate an introduction like that. I keep looking around. Who's he talking about? Oh, it's me.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that when you tell the truth, and you know this better than anyone, it's easy to keep on saying what you're saying because it's true. And in all the introductions that I've had with you, everything is true. Plus, I did it just the way you wrote it to me, so that's a little...
Yeah, you follow the script very well. very well.
Yeah. This is a great song, and we were chatting about it a few weeks back. The vocalist is a young lady by the name of Wendy Moten, and you wrote this song. How long ago did you write it?
It was 30 years ago, Ron, 1991, when the L.A. riots broke out, and it looked like we had been bombed by a foreign enemy. You know, the smokestacks rising all over South Central L.A. and really spreading across the county. And it was because a fellow had been beaten up named Rodney King by the police. And yes, he was resisting arrest. He was high, no question about it. But he didn't deserve what happened to him in the beating. But he recovered. He survived. And as he came out to meet the press for the first time after the riots had begun and torn the city apart, instead of saying something inflammatory, he in a broken voice, he said, "Can't we get along? Can't we work? Can't we be friends?" And I cried then, Ron, at that, because I thought, wow, this is profound, this man's response to what he's been through. It's just say, "Can't we make it? Can't we get along?" And I wrote the song then, but I didn't have any way to market it right then. I wasn't on a label. I didn't have a record company to help me with it. So I did sing it in live performance with some black choruses around L.A. And then it just lay around for 30 years until these riots began to tear our country apart. And I realized the song really could be an anthem for where we are. And I got Jimmy Nichols in Nashville to write this great arrangement, and Wendy Moten, the gospel singer, and a black chorus, and then a guy named Tom Roach did this incredible video with it. And you know, we're up to over 2.5 million views now.
Oh, that's great.
And it's growing, it's spreading, because I'm doing interviews like I am now with you, but with WGN in Chicago and WINS WOR in New York, and all these other stations that have been torn, and people are looking for some kind of answer, some kind of hope, some kind of path to recovery. Well, can't we work it out? and that's the question. But then we show the answers in the video.
Yeah, the video is sensational. We can't do that on radio, but we want everybody to go look at the video. But it has done very, very well. And you know, Pat, you and I have had this conversation before. You really broke the ground in a lot of cases when it came to bringing a variety of guests on your television show.
That was ABC. It was the third network. It didn't have as many built-in followers as NBC or CBS.
Right, I remember that.
But we had the number one show sometimes in the ratings, and part of it, a big part, was because we had, of the guests that I had. I was the youngest guy ever to have his own musical variety show at 21, 22 years old, 23. I was still in college at Columbia University, but I was singing with Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Sammy Davis, Johnny Mathis, the Mills Brothers, and on and on. And of course, Little Richard and Fats would come on. And I was just thrilled with it. And the audience loved it too. But Chevrolet was having trouble with their dealers in the South.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, but it was, you know, this was mid and late 50s,
yeah.
So it was the reality.
You know, I remember when Plymouth was sponsoring, I think, the Petula Clark show, and one scene was that she grabbed the hand of Harry Belafonte and they canceled. Of course, you know how I feel about you. I've been appreciative that you let me be opening act for you a couple of times back in the 1840s when we were here.
Who's counting?
You do something that a lot of entertainers, especially singers, are not so much today, but back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s have done, and that is you have opinions of what you feel that sometimes, and Elvis Presley falls into this category, never wanted to say anything, you know, that might have been political or maybe anti-establishment because he was afraid of losing an audience. You didn't have that insecurity.
No. I felt confident in the basic, you know, goodness and goodwill of the American people, and people would nod and say, "Yeah, I think so. I agree with that."
Yeah, and you've done a heck of a job, and it certainly hasn't affected the record sales. Ladies and gentlemen, over 45 million records sold, 13 gold singles, 2 gold albums, platinum album, and 15 major motion pictures. Not one, not two, count them, 3 Hollywood Walk of Fame stars, And you still do the 50s show on Channel 5?
I do, yeah. We're in reruns now because the production has been shut down, just like in so many other ways. But we had well over a year of shows that I had done. So we're going back and playing some of the what we think are the best of the shows until we can get back in the studio, which we think is going to happen pretty quickly. And I'm on the show itself. I record it once a week, but it's on about eight times. And we've really built a very nice following.
Yeah, you have.
And I don't want to stop it because I wallow in the music of the 50s, but I want to, because I, as you may know, I had 41 chart records in the 50s.
Yep. You know, one thing about reruns in a show like that, it doesn't affect the content. because everybody wants to hear the songs over and over and over again.
Yeah, a bunch of music that we didn't think would last.
Yeah.
But boy, were we wrong. I mean, it just won't go away.
There's been a rumor out there for many, many years when people would say, what did Little Richard think when Pat Boone sang these songs and, you know, kind of homogenized it a little bit because he was screaming and you were doing it in his eloquent voice. And I asked him one time, he says, heck no, I loved it. We were selling a ton of records when Pat sang
these songs. Yeah, he told me, I have the audio tape of him being asked on a black station, how did you feel when Pat Boone did your song, Tutti Frutti? He said, I was still washing dishes in a bus station in Macon, Georgia, because my record was getting played, but I wasn't making no money. But he said, when I heard Pat Boone did my song, I threw the towel down and walked out of there because I was going to make some money now.
That's such a true story. How's Shadow doing, your little dog? Understand that the
night. He's sleeping. He's not up yet. He's doing great. He and me and my shadow.
If I didn't want to promote the song Can't We Get Along, I was going to actually use that to come in on the show. It's me and my shadow.
Well, I didn't want you to wake him up because he'd be here barking and wanting to get out and wondering who I'm talking to. And he's a natural guard dog. So if he thinks that somebody's invading the premises, it's very hard to shut him up. I bought one of those anti-bark things. But it doesn't seem to faze him.
That's a compliment. It's like when somebody does an imitation of you. That's a compliment if your dog protects you. I try to get my wife to protect me. No, forget it. Forget it. But this doesn't work that way, you know. Pat, we're going to pause for just a second. We're talking to Pat Boone, of course, an entertainment icon and a friend of ours for many years. And we're discussing his song that he wrote called Can't We Get Along, very appropriate for these times, sung by Wendy Moten. Pat wrote it and produced it. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Can't we get along? If I offer you my hand, would you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose. Can't we get along? Can't we all get along?
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with another segment with my friend Pat Boone. We're talking about a song, Can't We Get Along, that he wrote for Wendy Moten. And you know, Pat, you have mentioned the fact that this project is probably the most exciting project out of so many things that you've done as far as songwriting is concerned since you wrote the words and music to Exodus.
I was just going to say, it to me ranks with that. Because, yeah, songs like Everybody's Gonna Have Religion and a Wonderful Time Up There.
Yeah, I love that song.
Gospel songs or Ain't That a Shame or Friendly Persuasion, Speedy Gonzales. Those things are great career milestones, but they don't rank as something that really has helped change people's attitudes. The Exodus does because it supports Israel and reminds people that God's hand is on that nation. And in fact, we Christians are adopted into the family of God's chosen people. That's never changed. You know, there's a revelation that I've had that maybe a lot of people still need to have, and that is the whole Bible. We made a mistake by dividing it into Old and New Testaments because call the Old Testament the Jewish part. The New Testament is the Christian or Gentile part. No, the whole thing from beginning to end, every word was written by Jews, about Jews, for Jews, all centering in little Israel about a Messiah who would come to be a Savior to the world from Israel. I mean, we Christians, if we're really good Christians, are really just adopted Jews.
You know, I'm amazed at your knowledge about this. I always have been, and I know it's very close to your heart. I think a lot of the problems today, Pat, in fact, I think all of the problems today stem from the fact that nobody reads what happened in history.
Right.
And your solid foundation in religion certainly perpetuates your feelings today and how you act today because you know those books.
Well, I do, and I know that God, who created us, is the manufacturer. He knows how we're supposed to work. And if your watch, if you have a really nice watch and it stops running, if you can, you'll send it back to the manufacturer and say, "Hey, please fix this." And the Bible is the manufacturer's handbook, the instruction manual on how people created in God's image are supposed to act and live and do well.
I could sit down and talk to you for hours. You know that? Because you are, and I've said this before, and I'm not just blowing smoke in your ears because you're our guest and my friend and you've been here for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you are a man that changes. And that, I think, has been the secret to being, if I may say, 86 years old and still on top of the game and still relevant in this business. Because you change with the times. First of all, you know, made it tough on me as a kid because I couldn't keep those doggone white bucks clean. Jeez, I tried everything possible. I go outside.
You got that little bag of white powder.
I got that powder. I had it on my face. I had everything. You know, it was unbelievable. Go from being a teen idol, graduating into the teens, getting older,
mm-hmm.
going to the movies. You are active in what's pertinent in the country at a specific time. You're an actor. You do great television commercials. I wish I had something to sell because I was looking at it.
Well, can I tell you something, Ron, that I don't think I've made you aware of, and I need to send you some samples. I have recorded more songs. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. We've done the research. Frank Sinatra recorded some 1,500 songs, and all classics. Bing Crosby, my idol, recorded some 2,000. I have recorded over 2,300, cut across all genres.
Yeah.
Country, gospel, pop, hard rock, heavy metal, jazz, a cappella, two albums of a cappella singing. I don't like to think that this all music, most of it, albums, not singles. Therefore, if you didn't buy the album, you don't know anything about my recordings of, for instance, Flowers on the Wall, the Statler Brothers, or You've Lost That Love and Feeling. I do both their parts of that song, and it's a really terrific record. Well, I have created something called Pat Boone's Kaleidoscope. You know what a kaleidoscope
sure,
is?
Sure, absolutely.
But this is a musical kaleidoscope, and there's a network that goes around the world called BNR out of Virginia, and we're doing a show for an hour from a gospel song to a rock and roll song to a country song to a patriotic song to a novelty, and you never know what's coming next. Of course, it's all my voice,
yeah.
But with different arrangements, different sounds, from Stagger Lee to Ave Maria.
Oh, wow.
It is an incredible variety potpourri, and that's why I call it Kaleidoscope. I'm going to send it to you so you'll have an hour or two of just the incredible variety, and you mentioned it, that the ability to just get into, slide into a kind of music and adopt it and sing it and enjoy it, and then out of that into something else. Totally different. I think unique. Bing Crosby never did it. He hated rock and roll.
Right.
Frank Sinatra hated rock and roll. None of them did country.
Right.
None of them did any heavy metal. Or now, of course, they would do a variety of types of music, but nothing. Not the whole songbook.
See, as a singer myself, and my wife knows this, but she still gives me a hard time with it. She says, how can you sing a song that is a ballad, let's say, like one of your songs, you know, mm-hmm. Love Letters in the Sand, and then mm-hmm. sing Runaway by Del Shannon?
Yeah.
And I says, that's the variety, because even if you listen to anyone, all those people that you mentioned, every
yeah.
single one of them, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones, they're in a specific arena, and they
yeah.
stay in that arena. And I think that somebody like yourself has to show the public that you can do all of those things. I remember when you were doing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
On
a motorcycle on the Jay Leno show at the MGM Grand. I was in the audience, you know.
Yeah, and then I've recorded with James Brown.
Right.
Got a brand new bag.
Yeah, I love it.
With the artist.
Yeah.
Their songs with him. Now, of course, these are black artists, giants. And if they thought that Pat Boone was taking from fellow black artists back when I recorded Tutti Frutti or Ain't That a Shame, or they would not want to record with me now.
Right, that's exactly.
But they know that I was furthering their music, not played on pop radio, and it wasn't going to.
Until a mainstream singer like you sang it. See, when you commented on the fact that you were wondering who I was introducing in the beginning of this interview, who are you talking about? Everything that you just said is the reason why all those things I said were true. So please keep that in mind.
Well, I have been too eclectic for my own good. My wife used to say, Pat, people wonder, who are you?
Keep them
I'm
guessing.
All those things.
You know, she came from a musical family, ladies
very
and gentlemen.
Very much so,
her
yeah.
Her father is Red Foley, great country sensational
mm-hmm.
star. Yeah. Well, Pat, I don't have to tell you this. You know this. You are welcome here.
Please do.
AJ Ron, I want to come on the air and talk. Let's just do it. But again, it's Can't We Get Along, sung by Wendy Moten, written by, of course, our dear friend Pat Boone. The video is out right now. Check them out on Sirius XM's 50s on 5 channel. I'm looking forward to having you back.
Well, I'll send you a copy, at least one of those kaleidoscope shows, and I know you'll enjoy it more than most because you won't be surprised.
Well, you have sent me CDs in the past. I have them here in the
yeah.
studio, so I really appreciate you doing that, and you will come back.
Okay, yep, you know where I live.
Yeah. Can't get away, as they
that's
say.
That's right,
yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
I hope not.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Boone has been our guest. Jeez, I love when he's on the show. He's such a nice man. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I was just telling our guest before I went on the air, I've been in business, oh my goodness, since the mid-70s, and I know how difficult it is for people being in business and being successful in it, and then I'm amazed that those who would be able to undertake it successfully for so many years, and that's the case of our next guest. He is chairman and CEO of Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, and he's also the host of this great show, Tuesdays on CNBC at 10 o'clock, The Prophet. Joining us right now is Marcus Lemonis. Marcus, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Very happy. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I meant what I said. You know, you watch the Shark Tank, you watch all these other shows, and we just had somebody from the Shark Tank on the other day. But I really like The Prophet because you do something that the other shows don't do. You get your hands dirty, and I love that.
I think the big difference, and I think the reason people like it, is because they want to take a deeper dive into what actually happens in business. And I think, you know, when you hear from some of the sharks, they talk about, you know, it's just got to be percentages and numbers and dollars and cents. And I just don't believe that that's what business is about. I really believe there's a lot more to it. And it really is about people, and I think that's one of the things that people like about The Prophet.
I think, though, what amazes me is what you do is that you go into places where people sometimes are novices, and I know you agree with the fact that a lot of people will have a lot of product or service knowledge, but they don't have any business knowledge. And my philosophy over the past 40 years has been never get involved with someone who has not at least made one payroll. Okay, but you seem to have a different philosophy, and that is, look, I'll take care of the business end of it as long as you have the product knowledge.
Yeah, I think what I'm really looking to do, if you really kind of boil it all down, I'm really investing in an individual more than I am investing in an infrastructure. I really feel like that's my responsibility to bring the infrastructure and put a process in place. But you're essentially investing in people, and there's so many people out there that just, quite frankly, need a break. And the next great idea, the next great business could come from somebody that has a ton of passion and the right amount of humility and the right amount of sort of focus, but they just don't have necessarily the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always try to get a job when we're younger and they say you need more experience. And you can only get experience if you're given a break.
Right.
Well, I think my job is really to give people a break. And that's what I'm here for.
But how do you protect yourself, Marcus, against that one individual? I mean, I had the same thing. I was 14 years old and I was chugging around radio stations trying to get a job. And they said, you're too young and go get experience. How do you do that? You know, but somebody gave me a break. But if you invested in me, in a business that I had, and I wish I would have back in the days when I owned radio stations and advertising agencies, I could have used you, Marcus. But when you invest in a person, and that one person either doesn't work out or unfortunately something happens to that person, how do you recoup an investment when they're the key employee?
You know, I think the biggest challenge is that when you're going to make an investment in a business, you're really making it in an individual, and you have to hope that what they're doing, you know, makes sense, and you have to hope that what they're doing is going to be, you know, kind of riddled with integrity and the sort of things that you need. But there are times where you get involved in business and people take advantage of you, and I try not to let it sort of phase me for the next one, but you know, there's been plenty of deals that I've lost money. I've invested over 30-something million dollars of my own money in 2.5 years on the show, and about 3 of it has gone bad. It's gone very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of business, right? You win some, you lose some, and you can't do much about it.
And there's probably a listener out there saying, well, you invested $30 million, you lost 3, that's only 10%, that's not bad odds. $3 million is a lot of money to throw out
the
window.
Well, I'll tell you this, and this is important. I've lost $3 million. That money's gone.
Yeah.
And so the other $27 million is still invested in businesses that are thriving or still chugging along.
Right.
But there's no sort of guarantees with any of that. And so in some of the cases, I've had to put more money in some of the businesses. In other cases, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make money, and so I take it very seriously.
Sure, absolutely.
Very hard to make money.
One of the things that I've noticed on the show, Marcus, is the fact that usually when people, and the Shark Tank does this all the time, they want the big number. They want the big percent. Okay, I'll give you, you know, $8,000, but I want 51%. You many times take a minority percentage. How do you protect yourself in that scenario?
Well, it's funny. I think people get confused. You can be a minority partner in a business and structure the deal in a sort of way that gives you the same exact thing you'd have if you have you know, 51%.
Right.
One of the worries that I always have about doing business with folks is making sure that they still have enough skin in the game to be interested.
Right.
And so for someone like me, all I really care about is making sure that the economics are right for me and that the return on investment is sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I need to have 51% to be able to control it, because you can document it at some point in a way that says, look, I gave you a check. These are the things you have control of. These are the things you do not. Do you agree, yes or no? And if you don't agree, then, you know, we don't have a deal.
We don't have a deal. What about the advice that people give? Say, don't invest in a business you have no knowledge in. Now, you do that all the time. I mean, you know business. Business is business is business. Sales is sales is sales. But when you come right down to the net, you're in an ice cream business right now. And before you were in it, I don't know, did you... You know, you probably ate ice cream, but you didn't make it.
I ate ice cream, but that was it. Well, there are certain businesses that I'm comfortable because I feel like the core competencies are the same. But there are some businesses that I won't invest in. A good example would be I don't invest in technology. I don't invest in anything in technology because I don't understand it. I don't know it. I'm intimidated by it. And so I have no investments of any kind. But I do invest in industries that I understand. So I understand manufacturing. I understand retail. I understand food. And so it doesn't really matter what the sector is. But I don't invest in industries that I don't know, and technology would be a good example.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, it changes so quickly. How do you even keep up with it? You got to be, you know, awake 48 hours a day. As chairman and CEO of the very successful Camping World and Good Sam Enterprises, with almost 10,000 employees in over 100 cities, how do you run that, Marcus, and do this show and all of the tentacles that this show has as a result of investing your time, energy, and money into other businesses? How do you do that in the course of a day? And I know people have a lot to do with it, but, you know, you still got to manage people.
Yeah, the bulk of my life is really spent on my Camping World business. And the show does take up some time, but... You know, I'm just really, really resourceful with the time in my day. I think the other thing is I've surrounded myself with amazing people, and I know people say that all the time, but I would not be doing this show if I wasn't comfortable with the management team that I have. And quite candidly, a lot of the folks that are part of my Camping World business, sometimes when I'm not filming and I come back to the office for a couple of weeks, they kind of laugh and they say, you know, like, all right, are you ready to go back on the road again? Because they enjoy sort of the ability to run their business. A business can't be run by one person, and it's got to be run, you know, for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And this is maybe the best advice I can give people. You will know if the business is successful if it's successful long after you're gone.
Right.
That's how you'll know.
You know, Marcus, I was 29 years old when I bought my first radio station, and I thought I could be, you know, everything. Everything, everything, everything. And now in my senior years, getting things done, driving results is through collaboration, partnership, and relationships. And that's, I know, what you say every day in your business environment.
I think the biggest thing that I worry about when I get up in the morning is, how am I going to keep people motivated, and how am I going to, you know, find partners that make sense, and how am I going to find team members that make sense? That's the thing that keeps me up at night. Not what did we sell yesterday or today, but how do you keep people motivated and how do you keep them going?
Right.
That's the thing that scares me the most by far.
I like what you say about being popular. It's not about being the good boss. I mean, from the standpoint, hey, let's have a big rah, 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 and a huge cheer every morning for the boss. The scoreboard is measured by your employees, your customers, and your family. And that's what you do successfully. I admire what you do, Marcus. I really do. I'm a fan of the show, and I'm a fan of your philosophy in the business world.
I really appreciate that. And, you know, being in business does come with some sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
You miss out on some things. And so it's a tough world. And, you know, my job is to take care of the business and the people that are part of it.
And with that said, when you're ready to invest in radio and television broadcasting, I'll give you my home number, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks, Marcus. Look forward to having you back again. Please come back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our special guest from The Prophet, the host of The Prophet, does a great job. Tuesday nights on CNBC, Marcus Lemonis. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
All across the USA and around the world is Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest made an appearance with us a little while back. In fact, I was just listening to the interview before we went on the air today. I got to tell you, I am glad she's back. She's a very funny and a very talented lady. She's an author. She's a writer. She's a comedian. She's a clarinet player. She sings. As Don Rickles used to say, she's a hockey puck. She does everything. Joining us right now with a brand new book she has out called Yes, I Can Say That. When they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. Judy Gold. Hi, Judy. Welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I was telling the truth there. I was listening to the interview we did a little while back. I said, boy, I'm glad Judy's back on the show. You are one funny lady.
Oh, thank you. Remember we saw each other in person?
That's right. We did.
Oh, God. Remember those days?
And remember how bad I look and how good you look? Remember that?
Yeah. Remember? Oh, God, I was hot.
Oh, boy, you were. You know, you talk about in the book growing up, and the funny story, I shouldn't say it's funny because that's a sad thing to say, but as you say, laughter is a unifier. It's the best medicine. Right. But you talk about you were a tall, big girl.
I was, yeah, be tall.
And your mother went to the principal's office or a doctor. Was it a doctor?
Yeah, yes. Oh, my, yes, right.
And she said, oh, boy, you know, everything's okay. You're just a growing young lady. And then you left the room, and she said, when is this girl going to stop growing?
Yeah. She was, the two of them were sitting there. I never forget it. You know, you're so lucky. This is such an asset, blah, blah, blah. You know, like going on and on trying to build me up. You know, no one wants to be 6 feet tall when they're 12 years old.
Right.
And except maybe a guy. And so they're sitting there doing their usual, oh, it's the greatest thing. And then my mother said, can I talk to the doctor alone for a minute? And I went outside the door, and I'm listening, and I hear her say, when is it going to stop?
That's so funny. I shouldn't be laughing at this, but self-deprecating humor.
Have to laugh. Yeah. Laugh.
Well, the book is very, very interesting, and it has some things from the standpoint of comedy in general, and, of course, filled with levity. But why did you write this book, and what motivated you, other than probably being totally bored sitting at home with two sons? You know?
Oh, yeah. Bored. You know, I was actually asked to write the book by Harper and Collins because I was featured on a piece on Vice News about college bookers who were telling the comedians who were about to perform there what they could and could not say on stage, what topics, what words, because they were, quote-unquote, protecting the students. I was the opposing voice on this segment, and then Harper Collins came to me and said, will you write a book about this? And I said, you know, sure. And it really, the writing process and going through the history of how we got to this place, it made it's sad. It's sad that a comedian gets on stage for one reason only, to make you laugh. And yet we're held to a higher standard than, you know, politicians, people who make laws, whose words really do incite violence, whose rhetoric takes people's rights away. And you know, and I just started seeing all the comics, like really edgy comics in the clubs, worried about, oh, if I say this, am I going to get in trouble? I was like, oh my God, we're comedians. We tell the truth and we make you laugh and you can't shut us down.
No.
End of free speech.
I can understand, Judy, and I think you probably can too, you more probably than me, that if you're doing it on television, you run the risk a little bit more of offending somebody. Although in today's broadcast media, I don't know how much that is really applicable.
Right.
But when you're on stage, when you're playing a comedy club, I mean, there can be no boundaries, and there can be no political boundaries, because if somebody doesn't like it, there's always that option to leave.
Get up. Yeah. Do the same thing when you hear a song on the radio that you don't like.
Right. Change
the channel.
Right.
Turn it off. Listen to something else. But don't say, I didn't like that joke, so you should never be able to do your art again.
Right.
And, you know, you do mention TV, and, you know, there's still, I talk about the Hays Code in there. There's still, you know, on network TV, there's plenty of stuff you cannot say. You know, on cable, thank God, you can. But I talk about people do not take the time to think about or consider the intent of the comedian. When they say, when a comedian says a joke, there's intent, there's nuance, there's context. And yet when you murder someone and you're on trial for homicide, your sentence is determined by your intent. And yet we don't give the same consideration to a comedian who's just trying to tell a joke. And everything's not about you. That's the other thing. Sorry.
You mentioned the Hays Code. Explain that to the audience.
The Hays Code was a code that the movie industry began to sort of not really censor, but decide, you know, like the good guy always had to win. There were so many ridiculous things in the Hays Code. They couldn't have interracial intimacy.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous stuff that they put together, the motion picture industry, for guidelines for films and of course, television. And as we grow, that has changed. But now we're sort of going back to, you know, what was unacceptable and ridiculous. I mean, it was ridiculous up, but it's still sort of in play. And it's like, would All in the Family get on a network television?
Are you kidding?
No!
I watched The Best of Johnny Carson on one of the TV stations. He couldn't even do half of his monologues if that was.
I know.
Yeah.
One of my chapters begins with, thank God Don Rickles is dead. Because, you know, and, okay, yes, we have evolved. Yes, certain things aren't as funny as they were or not funny at all. Things that were happened 40 years ago. But does that mean we erase our history? Does that mean we, you know, vilify comedians because they, it's the only art form where your works in progress are done in front of an audience. The audience informs you, not too far. Like, we cross the line all the time and have to pull back.
Yeah.
And the audience informs us of that. No painter goes, you know, paints a tenth of a photo of a masterpiece, a painting, an oil painting, and then gets, you know, an audience together and says, what do you think?
Yeah, Mark, that's the worst thing you want to do is find out what somebody thinks, because they will tell you. Do you still do the podcast Kill Me Now?
I do. My labor of love.
You know, Judy, I know you're on a tight schedule today promoting the book. By the way, it's called Yes, I Can Say That. When it comes to comedians, we're all in trouble. And I want to talk to you more, but I know that you're on a strict kind of a tight schedule.
I could talk to you forever.
Well, let's do that one day, okay? Because I enjoy when you're here. I really am. And there's so much more to talk about. I mean, your self-proclaimed big mouth status that you yourself had. And I love talking to you. So would you come back?
Any time. You are a delight.
Okay, and let me remind everyone that the new book, which is out now, is Yes, I Can Say That. It is interesting, and it is funny as hell, by our guest, Judy Gold. Judy, thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you so you can come back, okay?
I hope so, and you be well, and have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a nice lady she is, and it's a great book. Yes, I Can Say That. I could talk to comedians all day long, but Judy's case, I could talk to her all week long. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, legendary singer and actor Pat Boone, from The Prophet, Marcus Lemonis, and comedian Judy Gold. Next hour, Dale Barrow will be here. We thought we'd spring a little baseball history on you since the season is somewhat in limbo, and he's going to be talking about his dad and the book he wrote about his dad, Yogi Berra. Alan Zweibel, a funny guy and a writer for many huge TV shows, including Saturday Night Live. Dasha Curick will be joining us from the Titan Games on NBC, and from HGTV, Chip Wade. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.